Hey everyone.
Good morning, everybody. I'm subbing in for Wayne today. He had a meeting conflict this morning.
Thanks, Jason. Jeff, are you able to scribe?
Yep, I'm here. Just looking for the edit button.
Usually top
Yeah,
right.
thanks. I got it.
Yeah, top right if you're logged in.
Yeah.
If you're not logged in, God help you.
We'll give it a minute or two. All right, let's begin. Thank you, Jeff, for subscribing. Let's move on to liaison updates. MacBee.
Yeah, can you refresh Alameda, please? Thank you. So, a few things. There was a presentation from a new member organization, Quilto, which is a Hungarian commercial vendor. They apparently were involved in Folio early on and did some very cool things in the early stages. And they're going to be contributing development. They shared a willingness to be open to the community's ideas on what to put a development focus to. And so the PC's priority dashboard was pointed out to them, which is pretty cool. And Tom Kramer also hooked them up with the release stakeholders group, which apparently has been matching up developers, new developers with teams. I didn't know that they were doing that, but I guess that's one thing that they've been doing. The CC continued discussion of various things that would make membership a greater value to encourage more institutions to be members. Some details on that there. And then at the very last 5 minutes or so of the meeting, CC started reviewing the action items from Wolfcon's Trad Council meetings and asking for updates. And there was this one bullet point that was pointed at the TC, apparently back in Wolfcon. So I offered to bring it to TC to ask us if we had collectively an update. It's the developed dashboard for tracking Jira points and cost metrics. If I don't remember our discussing that or having a status of it, but if there is, I can pass it back to CC.
Thanks, MacBee. It was like lots of stuff discussed. I vaguely remember something about a dashboard track, dashboard for tracking Jira and cost metrics. I think we shot the idea down because Jira points wasn't, the same across the teams. But I can tell you for sure that there's probably no dashboard that we can give you to send back. Do you know? I can follow up with you offline to find specifically what this dashboard is, but Jen would know because I remember her speaking to this directly.
Yeah, I think you're right that Jen would have the answer. I'll post the question. Again, this came up in the last 5 minutes of the last hour. I'll post it to the TC channel and we can try to answer them there.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you, Maccabee. Christy?
Hi. The last PC meeting was taken up largely with a discussion of the charge that the Community Directed Development Working Group is putting together. There's a link to the charge there if anybody would like to take a look at it. And it evolved into a discussion to start thinking about what a pilot process for the DIP process, the Development Initiative Proposal. I'm glad they spelled that out because I'm familiar with DIP, but I didn't know what it meant. So take a look at that charge if anyone is interested in knowing more about what that pilot is going to look like and thoughts about how to measure success for that.
Thank you, Christine. Jen is not here to talk about the RMS group, but it looks like maybe she added some detail here. No meeting this week. And the RMS group opened RMB 1035 to reduce some logging. There are a bunch of other words, but I don't know if it's a critique that the ticket shouldn't be P1 or just stating the severity of the issue. But yeah, I'm glad some update has been written. Okay. Security team.
Business as usual.
Got it. Early adopters.
Hey guys, I don't think there's anything in particular I need to update you guys on here. The document should be up to date with the latest statuses.
Great. CDD, I guess that'll be you, Maccabee.
I don't have an update on it, but I would take what Christy said a few minutes ago as the update, I guess. News to me.
All right. Upcoming meetings. Wednesday is canceled for Thanksgiving in the US. Regular meeting on December 1st. We don't have a dedicated discussion topic yet. Hopefully, the environment variables will round out today. I don't believe we need any action item from the licensing subgroup. If anyone has a dedicated discussion topic, let us know so that we can schedule it. Also, maybe something will come up before then. Okay. TCR board, nothing there. Existing module evaluation. The evaluation is ongoing. We have criteria already merged to the existing criteria. So basically some notes specifically for the existing module criteria within the new module criteria. Hopefully that's making sense. But the criteria is here. Florian and Ingolf are the reviewers for Mod EBSCOnet and UI Export Manager. Is there any updates on that?
No, not yet.
Thank you, Florian. Is Ingolf in the meeting?
No, I'm a substitute for Ingolf here, and as far as I know, there's no process yet.
Gotcha. Thanks, Christoph. We'll track that separately. For subgroups, licensing.
Yeah, as I wrote there, we're finishing up the work that we discussed based on TC's approvals at the Wednesday a couple weeks ago, which is mostly messaging things. We do have a few things to cross T's and dot I's there. Mostly communication plan stuff. Nothing really to discuss today.
Got it. So the subgroup is not officially done just yet. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, we just have to get that communication out the door and then we can call ourselves done.
Okay.
Alameda, if you and I mean, if it's looking like we're going to have another short TC meeting, if you and Kevin want to hang on for a few minutes afterwards, we may be able to resolve the thread from this morning.
Okay, we'll see. There's two issues to discuss, so I
That's
don't
fine.
think it'll be short, but
Okay, that's
yeah.
fine.
Cool. Mod settings.
Also nothing new.
Got it. We have a discussion related to mod settings, so that should be interesting to see. Okay. No RFCs. This support period has been approved by the PC, so it's good to go. Is there any action item we need to do to make this real? I understand updating the OSTs like we've always done, but are there any action items we need to do as the TC? All right. I believe the release stakeholders group has an item related to this, so that that is kept in lockstep, but we'll see. OST, still waiting on Trillium release date, although I think somebody wrote this recently, I'm not sure. I don't know how if this is old or new information.
That's new, and
Okay.
so if the we have this delay, and then we maybe need to change the Spring Boot version in Trillium and Umbrella Leaf. We have an old decision, and that is needs probably being bumped by one minor release. Otherwise, we get a very short support period.
Got it. You are saying the Spring Boot version in the Trillium page, we should bump that up so that we have a longer support period. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Any comments on that? All right. Next is environment variables policy. I updated this page, resolved a bunch of comments. What's this one about? Okay, yeah. There's a comment from Julian. And I updated the language to satisfy the requirement there, so please check it out. But hopefully you guys have put some eyes on this once more. So that's the policy. Here is the PR for the evaluation criteria. No other comments since the updates have been made. There was a change. There was a comment to add the underscore here for markdown formatting. So that has been done. And then we have the general environment variables criteria linking to the policy as a whole. And then we have five sub bullets linking to specific sections in the document. Let me see. Does this look better? Yeah, so this is how it looks. So yeah, just links to the general document. So that was some feedback we received in the last TC meeting. Any comments or questions? All right. Sorry if you raised your hand, I missed it. And then the decision record has been updated based on feedback we had from before. So these two, no comments or questions. Basically, it's just affirming that we want to go with the policy doc as we move forward. So what's left is to approve the environment variables unless there are any other comments or feedback. Okay. I guess we can vote then. Sorry, I need to send a message to somebody to join this meeting. So let's take a vote since there isn't any additional feedback. We'll start by lazy consensus. Is anyone, any TC member in disagreement with approving this decision record? Going once, going twice. All right, it's approved. I will make the specific updates to the metadata here later. So thank you everyone. I think that it's for environment variables. There's this action item to have the dev team update the module descriptor schema. Wayne, I believe, I mean, I may be misremembering. Were you supposed to create that, Jira? Is Wayne on the call? Actually, Jason.
I'm here instead, and
Yeah.
I don't actually have the answer to that.
Okay. Yes, if you can take it back to him. So we agreed to use a specific, let me pull up the doc. There's a top level EMV property in the module descriptor that we want to use to store all environment variables that have been declared by the module developers. And we want to add a extra field to the schema. I believe it's required on there. Yeah, take it back to Wayne. And I will follow up with Wayne as well.
Will do. Yeah,
So that,
thanks.
All right. So that's it for environment variables policy. Up next, so there's a discussion in Slack. Hopefully, you may have seen it. It's in the Folio Tech Channel, Tech Council channel. It's about global settings for mod settings and mod configuration. I've asked Zach to join this meeting to talk about it. Zach is just a messenger, so he would have some context. And they're looking for the TC for guidance on this. So Zach.
Sure. As Alameda said, I'm going to summarize some points of view that were provided by some other folks. But basically, I think last week we merged a PR that broke the snapshot environments because we had some permissions values that were defined in a user module, but then were being used in a backend module. And this was things like the tenant's locale, its time zone, and then I think we discovered addresses, which are also defined in UI tenant settings, are bound by a permission that's defined in UI tenant settings. And this all kind of came about as a result of the migration from mod configuration into mod settings. Mod settings provides a lot more permissions controls, but it also provides some restrictions. And so the conversation essentially came down to we have some sort of tenant level settings values, but mod settings doesn't really give us a tenant level permissions option, right? Like everything has to be scoped into a particular module. And we kind of went, well, huh, what do we do with things like that are tenant level, like locale, like addresses? How can we express those things? And one option was, well, what if we allowed mod settings to define some permissions? And the argument for that is mod settings is already there. It's already at the bottom of the hierarchy. It's a totally natural place to put stuff. The arguments against it are that is completely contrary to the design of mod settings. The whole point of mod settings was that it wasn't going to define its own permissions. It was just going to be a store, and it's the consumers of that resource that need to manage the permissions. So adding things there feels kind of like grafting a wart directly onto an otherwise nicely designed thing. But from a simplicity point of view, it's easy, it's there. And so it would be a very straightforward implementation. Another option would be to create a low-level module like mod very bottom of the hierarchy or mod kernel or mod something, mod tenant level settings. That would basically be a pretty much no-code module, but it would export a module descriptor that had these permissions and so was an easy thing to depend on in an easy and consistent way from the point of view of other modules. We'd be expressing permissions in the same way that any other module does, right? And so it would sort of be a very elegant solution to the problem, but comes with the overhead of adding yet another module to the ecosystem that we have to maintain and run. And it would consume resources, even though it's not doing anything with code. So there's downsides to that too. We felt like, or the people in this discussion definitely felt like there are good and bad reasons to pursue each one of those things, and didn't really feel like any of us was empowered to say, let's go with this one. And so I suggested maybe the TC could help us evaluate the situation and figure out how to move forward with a decision. So that is, I think, a synopsis of the discussions that we had last week. I don't know who wants to take it from here.
Thanks, Zach. Any questions about this problem or this scenario? Yes, Florian.
Yeah, basically that was the remaining question about the transition from mod configuration to mod settings. So that's one thing I wanted to just discuss with Alexi also, and yeah, we didn't come to a conclusion until now. We didn't have time to discuss it either, and for me personally, I would not go with an extra module for this. I would try to make the space where these variables are can be located in mod settings a general space or a general scope. That's maybe. Yeah, the name should be maybe the name should be general, not tenant, to make this the scope not bound to the tenant of a folio tenant, or to make it just a general scope where variables can be put. But I know it's not an ideal solution.
Thanks, Florian. Zach?
So I agree, and I think many people in the discussion. Part of this discussion happened in Slack, and then part of it happened at the mod configuration migration meeting last Friday. I think that most folks, let me start over. I think many folks at the meeting agreed with your analysis, Florian. The main objections I've heard to that approach have been from the folks who develop mod settings, including Nils Erik and Mike Taylor, who I don't see here today. So it might be worth trying to get an opinion from them to see if they have a better solution, because they've said, well, I don't think that's elegant, but I don't, if they don't have something to put up instead, I'd be totally willing to just say, yeah, let's put it on my settings and move ahead. But it might be worth trying to find out if they have something that they think would be efficient, I guess. As you said, we have mod settings, but that would also allow it to maintain the clean API that it currently has. I wouldn't object though if we just want to say we need to move ahead, make it so, continue.
Thanks, Zach. Shelley?
I like to follow the principle of keep it simple. So if it means adding the permissions for set at mod tenant level permissions to mod settings, then because that seems to be the simplest solution, and not too complicated. It's not complex, not adding yet another module. So that's my opinion.
Thank you, Shelley. Any other opinions on this? Yes, Julian.
Yeah, I think there should be a new dedicated API in mod settings that handles the tenant locale, and then we even might that will be able to make validation. That's the key problem of mod settings, that some settings don't get proper validation. So if you make a new API, then we get a proper validation when you set the locale or whatever. And we also might have some combination. So if you make a special GET request for user X, then this can automatically look up, oh, has the user X a special user-based locale? If not, then go back to the default one and pass this back. This can be combined if it's in the same module. So I think that can be a good way to do it.
That logic already exists in the UI for right now, for what it's worth. So I love that idea, but to follow Shelley's principle of the smallest, easiest change, we do already have the UI is sort of aware that there might be a tenant locale or a user locale or something hard-coded into Stripes, and so it does. All I'm trying to say is the UI provides some of that. If there are not other services that need that same logic, then we can leverage the fact that the UI already provides it and not have to add something that complicated. But again, that sounds like a great feature, and I certainly wouldn't object to it because it means we can remove some code in the UI.
Yeah, but some other backend modules
Yes.
use this.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. So if other backend modules need the same kind of layering, then being able to do that in one place would be great. But that sounds like a much bigger feature than anything we're discussing right now, which is, as far as I can tell, throwing a couple of constants on there and calling it a day.
Thanks for the insight, Julian, and thanks for the response, Zach. Jason?
Yeah, for what it's worth, I do like that idea, Julian. But definitely that's going to require some more work with that. And I'll point out that this is kind of an interesting problem, because the effect of it is you have a non-interactive user that is requiring this permission to function for another module on the back end. So this is a very, very rare circumstance because of this non-interactive user that has to do some operations through the API and needs to be able to get those addresses out. So I'm, the risk is having some undeclared dependency here for that permission for that non-interactive user. And thus you make a hardcore dependency on some other, the UI module, which is it's a weird construct. But I agree, the global scope idea that's defined in mod settings, for these very rare circumstances, like system users for the back end for another module. I think that's a smart place for it to live.
Thanks, Jason. Zach, it's okay if you don't, know the answer to this question. Do you have any semblance of who would do the work if any of the options are chosen?
I am just a UI developer, and it sounds like either any of the things that we've discussed so far are all happening on the back end. So, no, I guess is the short version. I'm not trying to be slippery. I literally don't know who from an individual developer who or who from a team would be most appropriate.
I was directing that question to you in case in all of the back and forth that happened outside of this meeting, if there were some groups that were more invested in this to get something across the line. So if we went with the simplest option today of adding the global permissions to mod settings, who would do that? What's how I was thinking about it. Julian?
Well, both mod configuration and mod settings is maintained by the core platform team. So that's an easy decision who should do the work.
Got it. Thank you, Julian. That makes it very easy. I wanted to, so it seems the general consensus is to add permission, the global permission to my settings. I wanted to explore declaring a new module a little bit, but I have some gaps in my knowledge. So I'm thinking that ultimately having a new module means having a module descriptor.json, and that could live anywhere and maybe doesn't have to translate to a runtime component that is, running on a cluster. So it would be a definition where, for example, the module descriptor, I don't know, mod global or global, whatever that module is called, and let's say it's saved in the mod settings repo, and all of the permissions we are needing are defined in that. So we don't have to, declare a whole new module, whole new repo, and it doesn't have a runtime component, but in, all of the module relationships that happens, we can have those global permissions in a separate container from mod settings, and that keeps things simpler than running a module. Can anyone help me with where that idea falls off? And I can restate parts as well. So basically, the module to me, declaring a new module would just mean having a new module descriptor.json living in a Git repo somewhere.
I'm thinking, sorry.
Thank you for letting me know your thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you think about it, when we want to build the snapshot environment, if it was just the module descriptor.json. Maybe it picks it up from the master in its repo or somewhere else, and everything runs fine. Is would that be suitable enough? I'm thinking maybe there are some launch descriptors that maybe have to be filled in, but I don't think it's mandatory.
Yeah, I'm not sure because UI modules effectively act this way, right? A UI module isn't a running artifact, but because of dependency resolution, a UI module still has to declare a module descriptor. But I don't believe there are any deployment aspects in there.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. It would look like a UI module, but it's a backend module that it's mainly there for dependency resolution, and all of the permissions will be defined in that module descriptor rather than mod
Yeah.
settings module
My
descriptor.
only concern with that is I don't know how dependency resolution happens with Kong or Okapi for those things. I don't know what tells it, don't reach out and get my health, for example, when I'm enabled for the tenant. I don't like with the UI module, since there is no launch descriptor, the gateways or Kong, I don't think have to do that check. They just have to make sure everything in the descriptor is met, those dependencies are met. So I don't know how you'd preface this, right? Would it be like, is it a mod dash blah blah blah, or is it a folio underscore, whatever? I don't know how the API differentiates that. Maybe Zach does. He delves with more of the UI stuff than I do by a large margin.
In fact, I have no knowledge of whatsoever because the UI basically dumbly puts stuff into its package JSON, which gets transformed into a module descriptor, and then magic happens every night that deploys that module descriptor to a snapshot environment. So I believe that you're right that there's an element of a UI MD getting registered as such, so that we have a way of saying, here's what interfaces need to be present, and here's what permissions are consumed and provided. But from a runtime point of view on the back end, I have no idea. I have no idea how that works.
Thanks, Zach. Florian.
Yeah, basically we have a front end module that was developed by a member of the Bavarian Library Network that had the same problem that it has to set, and yeah, that it has to set some configuration values, and we solved it the same way. We just added the configuration variables and the permissions for mod settings to this front end module. So maybe I think it should work.
And when you say it should work, that is declaring a backend
Declaring.
module without a run that doesn't have any
I
runtime.
would say we should declare a front end, or we should add the scope and the variables and the permissions to maybe to a front end module. That would be could work. So we maybe folio there maybe we just define a front end module that defines this.
Makes sense. But
Hang on though, because it wasn't part of the objection that we didn't want backend modules depending on a front-end module for their permissions. Like, isn't that what got us into this trouble to begin with?
right. Yeah, I was just about to say that. Good job, Zach. Yeah, effectively, we don't want any dependency resolution for this, right? We just want it to be able to provide.
So we don't the option to declare a backend module with these permissions that would involve module resolution, right?
Yeah, the interfaces would have to resolve with all of their required permissions across the board, right? And again, that's what makes this difficult, is because it's not that something is declaring a dependency on something else so you can access it in the UI. It's that a robot on the back end needs that feature, needs that permission to get to that part of the API, and that robot. That the robot's domain is a completely different backend module somewhere else with no relating UI. It's non-interactive in that sense.
Got it. Yeah, I feel we should explore this path a little bit. It's certainly more, how would I say, complex than just adding the permissions to the mod settings, module descriptor as it is today. Overall, I do think that declaration of new modules, whether front end or back end, shouldn't necessarily require a front end component, but that would depend on what is currently possible.
Yeah.
So to keep it simple, I would be in agreement with adding the permissions to mod settings.
With that global scope, right? Yeah.
Yes, with the global scope. Is there anyone with a strong disagreement with that?
Yes, I would like to have a dedicated new API.
Got it. So if we have a new API, is there any would there would you be able to get commitment from the core module to introduce that, soon-ish?
Yeah, soon. That's tricky, especially right now, right, with the holidays upon us, effectively the next month and a half.
Gotcha. I guess going back to the original problem a little bit, no one is blocked right now, right? The PR that started the conversation has been merged and all of that. So this is just looking forward. Is that correct?
I don't think so. I believe the PR that started this conversation was reverted.
Reverted. Got it. Okay.
Yes, yeah, it was reverted. You're right, Jack.
So this work is required in order to deprecate. Some decision and change is required in order to move forward with the deprecation of mod configuration in Trillium. We can't remove mod configuration until we make a decision here.
Yes, Todd.
It strikes me that this is a case where it's important to think what how we're setting things up for kind of the medium to long term. So I think that the discussion has been quite good, and I would encourage leaning towards giving weight towards giving more weight for longer term considerations, even if it makes for a little more work. So that's
Thanks, Todd. So if the TC members voted today, let's just say there would be one no vote, and we would say, okay, Zach, go create the go, you know, we the TC recommends building the permissions into mod settings. It's unfortunate that the team is blocked by this. I believe, yeah, we have a subgroup that's supposed to tackle this as well. My original thinking was to bring this up in this meeting here, and think about it, and next meeting we would make a decision on this. Zach, Jason, do you know if And at this point, next meeting is the next Monday. Do you think the decision can wait that long? Based on your knowledge, of course.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think it can wait that long, but I'm not in on the migration project, so I don't know how much holdup that is. But I just saw Zach give his thumb up also, so I'm assuming it's
Yeah,
not that.
I'm saying the same. Like, I don't think this work is urgent in a sense of it has to be done right now. It does have to be done before Trillium. I don't have good insight into resource allocation in terms of what it would take to add these permissions to mod settings or what it would take to investigate a, configuration only module. Again, I don't have the back end experience, and I don't. I'm not a PO, right? Like, I don't have a sense of what capacity on any given team is like. So,
Ditto, yeah. And yeah,
I
I
those
don't
are
know
the
what
people I think,
Mike's.
we would need like a t-shirt estimate for these two different approaches, and we would need a PO to tell us if there is a team that has a resource or a feature that can be bumped if we're prioritizing this ahead of something else. So, I think that like those are the that's the kind of analysis that needs to happen next is how much effort's required for each of these, and where could we find that resource if we want to pursue one of them? Because I think it's we can all say, hey, here's the ideal solution, but I'm not in a we need to find someone who can provide that resource or rearrange other priorities to provide that resource, and that unfortunately is not me.
Thanks, Zach. Charlotte?
So there's two options then. Either reach out to Kalila and ask on the for input on PO, or raise it also at the RMS group meeting. It sounds like this is kind of can be holding back the Trillium release. So it needs to be a kind of a broader decision about what to do about this.
Thanks, Charlotte, for that insight. Okay, yeah. When it comes to resourcing discussions, it's difficult to move forward. We can decide either way, but ultimately, somebody has to do the work. So whether that's adding a new API or even the simple approach of adding permissions to the module here. So let's say this. Are there any volunteers for doing the analysis for the t-shirt sizing on these options here?
But what it's worth, I don't know what Wayne's bandwidth is, so I can't speak for that.
I will talk to some folks and then we will continue this discussion next week, Monday. Yeah, we need a package of options basically. I need to find out where that package will come from. So I'll be leaning on, the teams that need this change to happen to, put this together. But I need to talk to some folks. So since there are no volunteers, we would have to continue discussing this next week, Monday. Any thoughts or comment on that? Alrighty. So Zach, if you have any information to relay back, it would be that we're probably leaning to the simpler option of adding the permissions to mod settings. But we've not, let's say, formally or officially decided yet. So, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. I can post some notes back onto the mod settings migration channel and let them know that we're leaning in that direction, but that a decision hasn't been made, but likely will be in the next week, it sounds like, when the TC revisits this again on Monday the 1st. Right, sounds good.
Thank you. All right, that's everything for the agenda today. Jeff, thank you for scribing. I know this was a tough one. Julian, did you want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, for the module descriptor, there was the request to get a new env thing, and I don't know what exactly we want here because the existing env in the top level is this thing that has the example values, and what we need here is probably a new one in the metadata entity. And if that's true, then we need to fix our descriptions.
Got it. I will pull you and Wayne into a chat and we will discuss that. Does that sound good?
No, okay.
Thank you for bringing that up. I don't know what I forget now exactly what's in the schema there, but if it already has all the information, good. Previously we were talking about adding two properties, and then we'd set it on one just to keep it simple. Maybe that one already exists. So, but I'll create a chat with you and Wayne, and we'll see what we can do there. Julian, do you still have your hand up?
Oh.
Thank you. Any other comments, thoughts, questions? Charlotte is asking, is mod settings slash configuration channel private? I don't know. Does anyone know?
There wasn't a channel, there was a there's a meeting. Let me see if that was Zoom or Teams. Jason, I think that was the Teams meeting that you invited me to. So I guess the meeting was scheduled through Teams, but I don't know what I don't know how we want to handle that as far as well, there wasn't really discussion in the channel in that at that meeting. The discussion mainly happened on the environment channel. Folio hosted reference environments is where the initial discussion happened, and then the only thing that sort of happened in chat was my summary of the meeting there. So I don't know if that, I think that's a regular Friday meeting. I don't know if it'll happen this week. It's Thanksgiving in the US, and so US folks will not be here. I don't know. Last week was the first time I ever got pulled into it, so I don't know if that will be happening again this week.
Yeah, and there was a thing started over the summer by Craig, where he was
I
getting
saw you found
some.
another thread on
Yeah, and
Slack.
I was involved with that and Mike Taylor originally
Okay, so it
back
sounds like
in
there's a couple of
July.
different threads, some in Slack, and then there's a meeting that was separate.
There is a migration though, right? For this work, it's like 4,000 something, like
I
40.
haven't. Yeah, I'm sure there
I
is.
found it. I found it at 4017.
Folio 4017.
Yeah, I'll post it
Okay.
in the Slack right here, or Zoom right here. And there's a story somewhere associated with this. I think it's in that original
Okay.
talk. No, this, yeah, that, this, th okay, yeah, this story doesn't apply. It's for a completely different use case,
Okay.
but that's the migration,
All right.
4017.
So I'm sort of posting meeting summaries back and forth here across channels. I will at least post a note about today's discussion and the follow-up scheduled for Monday, December 1st to the meeting channel. Like I said, there's nothing really there, but at least it'll alert the participants that we're trying to move forward with a decision in the next week or so. And I will put in a pointer to the discussion that was on the TC's Slack channel as a place to consolidate that discussion in a
Oh
public
yeah,
place, because
thanks.
the TC
That's a
channel
good
is public.
idea.
Yeah,
Right.
that's a good idea, Zach. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Zach, do you know who is running that configuration meeting or migration meeting that you mentioned some time ago?
I think it was
It's Alexi.
Makita and Petrenko, but Petrenko was not available last week, and so I think it was mostly Makita sort of shepherding the discussion.
Okay. Good to know. I don't have anything else. Are we good to disband here? All right. Thank you, everyone.
All right, have a good one, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.